Hello and welcome to the Coronavirus Essential Podcast on Money Control. I am your host Anmita Bansal, taking over for the day to get you the latest on the coronavirus pandemic. Let's first start with the vaccine updates. Over 3.81 lakh people have so far been vaccinated for COVID-19 in India, with 580 people experiencing adverse events were reported in the country till today. 1.48 lakh received the shots on January 18th alone. Bharat Biotech and Serum Institute have released fact sheets on their respective vaccines, describing when the shots can be taken and when it should be avoided. The companies claim that the information was previously available in public domain. The fact sheets listed the ingredients of the COVID-19 vaccine, and Serum Institute announced that people who are severely allergic to any ingredient of Covishield are advised not to take it. You can visit the Money Control website for more details on the fact sheets. Moving on, Bangladesh will receive 2 million doses of Covishield as a gift from India on January 20th. This is according to a letter by the Indian High Commission written to the Bangladesh Ministry of Health and Family Welfare. Earlier, on January 8th, Bangladesh had approved the procurement of 30 million doses of Covishield COVID-19 vaccine from India. The WHO is in advanced negotiations with Pfizer to include the firm's COVID-19 shot in the COVAX scheme. The COVAX scheme is an alliance between WHO and GAVI where they plan to speed up vaccine deliveries to poorer countries. This rollout is expected to start in February, with 2 of 3 billion doses expected to be delivered this year. The WHO also stated that the world is on the edge of a catastrophic moral failure due to unequal distribution of COVID-19 vaccines. There are only 25 doses administered across all poor countries compared to 39 million in wealthier ones. Well, now let's move on to the updates in India. On Monday, nearly 3,600 healthcare workers received the vaccine shots in Delhi, which was a dip in the figures compared to that on the opening day of the immunization drive. Sources said that just 8 medical staff got the jabs at AIIMS. The sharp fall comes after 1 severe and 50 minor cases were reported. The Delhi High Court was informed on Tuesday that the Delhi government has reduced the reservation of COVID-19 ICU beds in private hospitals to 25% from 40% earlier. The judge has listed the matter for further hearing on February 2nd. After the counsel for petitioners said he is waiting for instructions from hospitals on this development. A 43-year-old health department employee in Karnataka died of a massive heart attack on Monday, 2 days after he was administered COVID-19 vaccine. The healthcare worker was vaccinated on January 16th at around 1 p.m. and he was normal till this morning. And the director of Sri Jaydev Institute of Cardiovascular Sciences and Research said that the death is only a coincidence and not related to the vaccine. Speaking of the Covin app, on the day one of the vaccination drive, over 1 lakh healthcare workers and eligible persons were vaccinated. However, the vaccination drive faced hurdles due to the Covin app glitches. The vaccination drive in Maharashtra was paused for 2 days due to technical issues with the Covin app, and the Odisha government too halted the coronavirus vaccination drive for a day. According to an Economic Times report, the issue was fixed in the early hours of January 18th. However, some districts are reporting slow loading of data. It was assumed that the issues came due to the increased load on the portal. Another report cited that the government had not factored in the people who registered for vaccinations but didn't turn up. The government is working on repairing these glitches. In the Lakshadweep Islands, which remained insulated from the attack of deadly virus till Monday, saw the number of COVID-19 vaccines soared to 14 since the outbreak of the pandemic in the country nearly a year ago. A day after the first coronavirus case was reported in the islands, official sources said 13 people who were his primary contacts tested positive for the virus on Tuesday. The test positivity rate in the island is now 42.4%. Well, now coming to the news from across the world. US President Donald Trump on Monday had lifted a ban on travelers arriving from much of Europe and Brazil, effective from January 26th, after the US recently announced all incoming air passengers will need a negative COVID-19 test before departure. However, a spokesperson for Joe Biden said the new administration does not intend to lift these restrictions and that they plan to strengthen public health measures around international travel. Biden will be inaugurated as the new US president on Wednesday. Israel has been giving weekly data updates on its COVID-19 outbreak to Pfizer under an agreement to help other countries fine-tune their inoculation campaigns and achieve herd immunity. Israelis were the first to receive shots of the vaccine developed by Pfizer on December 19 in the world. China is building a massive COVID-19 quarantine center on the outskirts of Shuzhuang city to curb the city's growing COVID-19 outbreaks. The facility will be ready in a matter of days and will be large enough to move entire villages into if there are any localized resurgences of the virus. The facility is expected to have enough rooms to hold more than 4,000 people once it is completed. German Chancellor Angela Merkel wants to extend coronavirus restrictions until Feb 15th and make medical masks obligatory on public transport and in shops, according to a draft resolution by the federal government. The draft proposed keeping schools closed until mid-February and improving aid for companies affected by the lockdown extension. It also proposed creating a working group to work out how to exit restrictions safely and equitably. Well, with that, it's a wrap on this episode of Coronavirus Essential. For more news, views and updates, stay logged on to moneycontrol.com.